Welcome to Squawk 1200. I'm Afterburner Al.
I'm Paul Prydecker. It's been a great week, and here we are on Friday.
I think one of the things that we're going to ask our station manager to do for next year is we're going to bring in some NASCAR experts to see how we can make this switch from show to show a little bit more smooth.
We need a pit crew, right?
We certainly do. But we have a great crew in the studio right now. We've got Andy Wheatcraft and Peter Murphy of Lifeline Pilots Association. Welcome.
Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Pete, I was looking on your website, and I saw your slogan, which says, the straightest distance between home and hope.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Tell us what that means.
Well, Lifeline Pilots, we're an organization of 270 volunteer pilots. We have a small staff, an executive director, and 2.5 flight coordinators. And we provide free, non-emergency medical transportation for people who can't afford the airlines or can't take the hassles.
And I noticed also when I was reading your site, under what it takes to be a pilot for your organization, that you have to have the mindset of giving back.
Exactly.
And I can't imagine a greater give back than what you do.
Yeah, we did 249 flights last year. We've done 9,000 flights in 40 years. Our typical passenger is, you know, someone going to the Mayo Clinic for a diagnosis or to the cancer center for chemotherapy. And, you know, there are people that are having a rough time in their life, and we're just helping them out a little.
So if I understand right, is Lifeline Pilots kind of an umbrella organization for all some of the regional, because I've heard a lot of different kind of organizations that transport people that can't afford that, or an air ambulance or something else, yeah. Or is it just one specific organization?
We cover a 10-state region in the Midwest.
Okay.
And we're part of a larger organization called the Air Care Alliance, which is the umbrella organization, I think, that you're thinking about.
Right. I've heard of that before. I do have a friend that has worked within that framework, the Air Care Alliance. He's mentioned that before.
Yeah.
Did some missions down to Haiti and things like that. So, yeah. Interesting. Okay.
One key is that our flights are non-emergency. So it's not air ambulance. They have to be able to walk and get on the plane and that kind of thing.
And with a guardian necessarily, or it depends?
Yes, they can bring somebody along.
Sure. So I wonder, can you just give us a quick summary of how do individuals find out about your organization? Are you marketing to them? Do they read about you? How do you promote this?
Well, actually, one thing is they could come and join us at 8:30 for breakfast. Well, we're not buying breakfast. They need to bring their own. We're a charity. What can I tell you? But but please, if people can bring the breakfast, get out of bed, and come join us at the forums at 8:30 tomorrow.
Is that tomorrow morning?
It's tomorrow morning. We myself, Peter, and fellow board members will be sharing some stories, actually, and trying to connect, as you guys said, the passion that we have to the purpose behind what we do and the impact that we can make. I mean, I think we all know the difference between like and love. I mean, you don't like your kids, you don't like your wife, you don't like aviation, you love all those things. And, you know, the joy that we all felt with Oshkosh being on this year, I guess, is a very small sample of what you feel on these flights compared to just hitting the pattern in your local airport, right? So we really do connect something that's deeper than an activity, because we touch the lives of people. I think everybody listening to this knows somebody who's had cancer.
Oh, sure.
Everybody. It affects the entire family. If you ever get to transport a child whose whole family has been going through a really tough time, and it's gray and nasty on the floor, on the ground, and you break through the cloud deck and you watch the entire family just leave their cares just for an hour or two. And, oh, and by the way, you're taking them to probably one of the best medical centers on the planet. And, you know, as Peter mentioned, even in times like COVID, we were the only game in town. None of our patients could fly commercial. None of them could drive 18 hours, in a GA unpressurized aircraft, you know, safely in the back, high air turns. We helped a lot of people, you know, whether that be retired Vietnam veterans with liver transplants, whether that be you know, lots of kids with cancer who couldn't stop because of COVID. So again, I challenge everybody on the phone, please just come and spend some time with us. It will be one of the best things you can do. And to answer your early question, it's not just about flying. It's not just about donating. There's dozens of other ways where you can get involved. Even just sharing, and that's what we want to do today. Our biggest problem is that people don't know we exist. Mm-hmm. All our patients have to do is ask. The number we're most proud of is zero. We've had zero accidents in our entire career, and it costs $0 for the hospital, for the patient, for the insurance company, for us to do what we do. The charity runs the connection point between the need, between home and hope. And the hope is delivered by our wonderful pilots who donate time, skill, you know. And as a pilot myself, there are some stories I share that I can't not cry about.
I can imagine. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you want that out of aviation, if you want to really see the power of aviation and what we can do, come join us at 8:30 tomorrow.
About 20 years ago, I worked for a charter company that ran King Air 200s, and we had a contract for Children's Hospital of Wisconsin. And so one of the most rewarding things we did was neonatal transport. Now, of course, we had the bassinets, and they could install the oxygen and everything in. So it was specialized. And this is not. This is pilots with their own airplanes. So walk us through from the moment that the people call you or reach out to you, however they contact you, and what's the arc of what happens?
Well, first, a lot of times they hear about us through a medical provider, so we do a lot of outreach to the large medical providers. And you know, there's just someone, a classic example is someone lives in the middle of Iowa and they've got to get to a cancer center in Chicago, and it would be a really long drive, and commercial air transportation would be just as long. They don't live near a major airport. We can go pick them up at the small airport in their little town and drop them off in Waukegan, which is, you know, few miles from a cancer center. And it just takes a lot of the hassle out of their lives.
Yeah, and really, we've got, you know, between Annette and Anne in our office, we have a very small staff. Basically, we have a website that is really efficient, supported by the ACA, connects us with other organizations. I occasionally fly for Angel Flight in Texas, for example. So we seamlessly, with big trips, we act as one team with the patient in mind. But simply, they just have to ask. Email, phone, smoke signal, carrier pigeon, whatever works. And our office staff then just go on there and connect the need. Pilots volunteer, we connect the two, and we just take them to where they need to be with a smile on their face.
So I suppose if some of your patients are children, it may be that they're first-time flyers. Mm-hmm. Do you sometimes have to just work through that a little bit and deal with that? You know, from a pilot standpoint, telling them what to expect, you know, and giving them some briefings, things like that?
Yeah, that's one of the best things we do.
Yeah.
That is one of the best things we do. Putting a smile on one of those little people's faces at that moment, at that time, with their parents.
It's funny. Andy's experience is different than mine. I most of the time, they just fall asleep.
Maybe it's you.
Yeah, maybe I fly more smoothly than Andy.
I was going to say, he's a more experienced pilot than me.
What is it? Is it mostly four place, maybe a couple six place aircraft? Is, you know, somewhere those are typically that your members use?
Yeah, it is, but we actually have a couple guys with Citations. So, but you're right, it's mostly, you know, Cessnas and Moonies and Bonanzas. And yeah.
And you mentioned a little bit about the fact that sometimes it has to be unpressurized. It could be for some reason medically.
No, I don't think it.
Oh, it doesn't? Okay.
It's just that it typically is unpressurized. Okay. I don't think it needs to be.
Yeah. We have certain patients that must be unpressurized. You know, oxygen sensitive patients, that sort of thing. So.
And have you gave us the number of flights you did last year? Have you turned that into miles?
It's about 60 million.
Oh.
So.
And rough calculation, about $1 million in just this last year in the value of flight time. Mm-hmm.
And I know that tax deductions have changed a little bit in the past couple of years, but for pilots who do give these rides? Obviously, they're doing it probably for the highest reasons, but also is there a somewhat of a tax benefit?
I don't know the specific. I'm an accountant, even. And I don't know the specifics, but yes, the costs incurred by the pilots on these flights are tax deductible. So yeah. We send them a letter every year that says, you know, confirms these are the flights you did, et cetera, et cetera. And it's up to them to do the dollar conversion.
Yeah, I personally hate being described as a nonprofit. We're a full value.
Sure.
You know, and so I guess, yeah, I mean, if you can do that, great. But the biggest value is from one heart to another.
So well, you've told us about the forum tomorrow at 8:30. Yeah. But the other part is, if somebody wants more information about how to volunteer, how to be a pilot, how to be a staff member, how do they do that? Where do they go?
www.lifelinepilots.org.
www.lifelinepilot.org. It's perfect.
And if you happen to live in the Midwest, then we're happy to interface with you. If you live somewhere else, we'll connect you with whatever organization is nearest to you.
Yep. Andy Wheatcraft, Peter Murphy, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for your
time. The Lifeline Pilots Association, coming up next, we'll be talking with Flight Chops about their RV-14 build. You're listening to EAA Radio.